looking for a man in finance with a trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
It's been the meme of the year.
I'm looking for a man in finance with a trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
To the point where even Fianna Fáil hopped on board using the audio when they revealed the new finance minister. And I think for a lot of people, once Michael McGrath left, they might have said, we're looking for a man in finance. But Jack Chambers? Really? But when you look back at his career and how it's been managed by Micheál Martin, you start to see the dots coming together. So, where did he start out?
My name is Jack Chambers and I'm a councillor and a candidate at the next general election in Dublin West.
Having been educated at Belvedere College, Jack Chambers earned a degree in law and political science at Trinity College before adding a medical degree from RCSI. Somewhat following in his father's footsteps, Frank Chambers is a consultant at the Mater Hospital specialising in pain management, which I suppose could be a good thing for a politician to have in his corner. Jack Chambers, bowl haircut still evidenced, sent a letter locally in 2013 announcing he was reopening the constituency office of the late Brian Lenehan Jr., a sign of intent if ever there was one. And after winning a seat at the local elections of 2014, already budget matters were on his mind.
I'm passionate about politics and public service. I'm making an honest, energetic and committed contribution to public life if elected at the next general election. I've grown up in Dublin West, having been involved in many of the sports clubs and community-based initiatives, and with a medical and legal background, I feel I can represent people's issues and the national interest in a very positive way. Some of the key issues facing people is the enormous tax burden with very little reciprocity of services. We have a crisis in our hospitals, and I know it's important in Dublin 15 that the expansion and retention of services in Connolly Hospital is retained and improved.
Indeed, from the audience on the Claire Byrne show back in the day, he took on his constituency rival Leo Varadkar on Fine Gael's economic policies not long before he himself became a TD.
This is typical of Fine Gael and Labour. They opposed every corrective measure made by the late Brian Lenehan in the 3 years when he was finance minister. And the universal social charge, as Matt has correctly stated, has given €20 billion to the Irish state over the past 5 years. Now, we do have a growing economy, and I think there does have to be targeted and prudent measures made in the future budgets that are brought in the Irish state. For example, Fianna Fáil is proposing that there be reductions for low and middle income earners, a 1% reduction in year one, and we cut the universal social charge that's charged at 3% for income earners between 12 and 18,000.
So hang on, are you more or less saying the same thing?
No,
he's saying he'll get rid of it over 5 years if things are going well. You're going to start.
We don't know what Fine Gael are saying, because Michael Noonan in the Dáil in the last 10 days said that there'd be some clawback mechanism. But Enda Kenny has said he's going to embrace US style taxes. Now we need to ask Minister Varadkar, are you going to embrace US style services, a US style health service that creates inequity and division for all in Irish society? Fianna Fáil is a party rooted in community that wants to deliver better public services, but we also want to look at reducing the social charge for low and middle income earners who are paying a lot of tax and who've gone through a lot of austerity over the last number of years. And I think a targeted reduction is important, but we need to calibrate that, as Matt has correctly stated, in the context of the international economy. And as Colin McCartney said, this government has had good luck, it hasn't necessarily been good management, and they've benefited from the corrective budgets under Brian Lennon and Fianna Fáil, and Fianna Fáil will come into this election in a very prudent way, and we won't be going back to any reckless promises that Fianna Gael and Labour are clearly doing in this election.
Chambers took back a Fianna Fáil seat in Dublin West in 2016 with around 16.5% of the vote and held it at the 2020 election. At the time, he was the youngest TD of the Dáil returned in 2016. He was very, very briefly a junior minister at the Department of Finance, just for a month. Perhaps a sign Micheál Martin meant to introduce him to that portfolio early. But various crises in government and the sacking of Barry Cowan made him government chief whip, the man in charge of making sure that votes pass the way they're meant to for the government. And while this was mostly whipping his Fianna Fáil colleagues, it did mean working across the parties as the new coalition felt itself out. When the changeover of power gave that job to Fine Gael, Chambers became Minister of State at the Department of Transport, working on things like changing speed limits around the country. And then, in the last few weeks, a big promotion.
I'm appointing Deputy Jack Chambers as Minister Jack Chambers as Deputy Party Leader. And to say that, you know, ever since he's emerged into politics at a young 23-year-old in a local council, and from there to, as deputy and then on to minister, I think he has displayed an extraordinary commitment and dedication to political life, and the most recent manifestation of that was in his capacity as director of elections for Fianna Fáil in the local elections, which I think drew a very strong response from the membership of the party across the country, and indeed the parliamentary party, and most particularly the candidates in the local elections. The feedback was very, very strong as to his organisational capabilities, but also his commitment, which was 24/7 in respect of working with candidates and travelling the length and breadth of the country. So his appointment now at this stage is part of a reorganisation of Fianna Fáil in terms of resetting ourselves in the context of the next 8 months, and in particular the next general election, and we're very focused on that, and I'm very focused on that, and Jack will now be a critical part of our broader effort to both defend the seats we have and increase the seats in Dáil Éireann on the next occasion.
That came just a week before it was announced Michael McGrath would be the new EU commissioner, and the Dáil had to vote on a new finance minister.
The question's carried.
And just like that, in the span of 8 years, Jack Chambers went from county councillor to the third most senior politician in the country, in charge of a meaty and weighty Department of Finance gig. And the two moves really got people wondering, well, what is the plan here from Micheál Martin? He's clearly liked Jack Chambers from the beginning. He's shifted off one of his major contenders for the Fianna Fáil leadership to a European job. And now the talk in some of the papers and indeed around Leinster House is that Micheál Martin fancies a run at the presidency next year, a campaign that would have to start really in the summer, with the vote likely to be in November. A really important year for the presidency, of course, because whoever wins this time has a good potential run at two terms. It's really hard to dislodge a sitting president, as people found out to their cost last time around when they challenged Michael D. Higgins. But Michael D. Higgins can't run again. He's done two terms. So you're going to see a case where big names will come forward. And the talk is that one of those is Micheál Martin, and that he sees Jack Chambers as the next leader of Fianna Fáil. He's put him in as deputy leader. And for large chunks, Micheál Martin has avoided having anyone as deputy leader of Fianna Fáil. It's not a job he's necessarily seen that he needed to fill. So this is a little bit of a coronation for him. There will be other people who have a say in it. But with Michael McGrath off the pitch, with Micheál Martin potentially off the pitch, Jack Chambers probably has a bid as good as anyone. You'd look at the other contenders, maybe Dara O'Brien, who's had his own troubles in the housing department. Jim O'Callaghan has gone very much off the boil and potentially missed his window for challenging for the leadership. You'd have to say, at the moment, amazingly, after just, you know, a few years being at the top table of Irish politics, Jack Chambers is probably the favourite for that gig. But of course, a lot will depend on how he handles being Minister for Finance. And, you know, what are his skills for that, a lot of people may ask. I mean, he doesn't have a finance background, and he's not exactly the greatest debater ever produced. I mean, here he is sparring with Sinn Féin's Rose Conway Walsh on The Tonight Show, for example.
We spoke about housing for the last, what, 10 or 15 minutes.
We spoke
You've been asked a legitimate question about the significant trend where Sinn Féin are trying to silence those who raise legitimate questions about them. And I think it's, you don't have to ask, it's not about what the Taoiseach said or Fianna Fáil.
If somebody defends do you do?
No, but we had the index on censorship filed a media freedom alert to the Council of Europe on Mary Lou MacDonald suing RTE. We've got a serious trend now, you're using the wealth of your party, the millions you've inherited from your friend overseas
and to be honest, I think Sinn Féin have said that's not true,
that each individual within the party funds
their own actions,
they're the wealthiest party in the state, and they are taking on the media.
Okay, let Rose back in there. Are you taking on the media? Are you trying to stifle debate here?
I think you need to accept free and fair and independent media.
I don't need to accept anything from you, Jack.
All right, let's Jack Chambers just let Rose Conley-Walsh respond there.
It's closer to what we'd see in Putin's Russia or in China.
So obviously he's been given his lines to come out and say.
Instead, what is impressing his colleagues is a quiet calmness, confidence and competence which has developed over the years. He sorted out the haircut and seems to be taking high promotion in his stride. Within the Department of Finance in the early weeks has been a sense of so far so good that he's asking the right questions, learning the ropes ahead of the budget, and he will be helped massively by the experienced civil service around him and his colleague Pascal Donoghue, who's been one of the main architects of Ireland's budgets for many years. But the big challenge will be delivering a final budget of this government that keeps everyone happy. And with that in mind, we got the summer economic statement this week, one of the major staging posts in the development of the budget, and a first for Minister Chambers.
We have a total package of €8.3 billion for 2025, and that is spread across a number of important measures. So it's a core spending package of about €6.9 billion, and then €1.4 billion for taxation. But of the spending, a lot of that has already been announced. So we've the public pay deal, for example, ongoing support for our health system, and then all other public services that we've built up over the last 4 years, really trying to embed and sustain those public services in childcare, greater recruitment of numbers in Garda Síochána, for example, free school meals, supporting our education system. So that total package of spending is €6.9 billion, but there's only €1.8 billion for new measures, and that's similar to last year. And then on the taxation side, we have €1.4 billion, and much of that will go towards for workers that have seen an increase in their wages to allow them to offset that, and so they're not levied additional taxation by getting through additional wage increases that they may have faced.
So the interesting detail here is in the numbers. Firstly, it sounds huge. An €8.3 billion budget is obviously a lot of money. About €5.1 billion of that is already planned for public wage increases, the health service, and the cost of just doing everything the government did this year again with no improvements. You've heard Jack Chambers say multiple times through this podcast about favouring tax cuts, and the €1.4 billion tax package in the budget will mostly be eaten up by changes to income tax. So where you got, say, €800 a year back if you were a worker on €40,000 a year last year, you maybe might get closer to €1,000 this time, or even just something similar to last year. That seems to be the direction of travel. And then you have a €1.8 billion pot for new money spends. So that's nearly €2 billion for items that haven't been decided yet. Sounds like a lot, right? You could do a lot with €2 billion, but, well, maybe not so much. When you factor in a social welfare package that's likely to cost €1 or €1.1 billion, the pot is suddenly much smaller. That's assuming a package like last year, where the plan is to up core social welfare rates by €12 a week, and some lobby groups are indeed still calling for more. So in that case, you end with a scenario where there's somewhere between €600 and €800 million to play with across all other government departments in the run into a general election. Now, it's quickly not as much as you might have thought, and certainly not enough to say it's some sort of bonanza giveaway budget, gold flowing through the hands of ministers to a grateful audience below. But of course, there's one big asterisk I'd put against that. In the last few years, ministers have suddenly found a few €1 billion down the back of the couch in the days before a budget to spend on enhanced one-off measures like electricity credits or other sweeteners for the electorate. The problem this year is that by moving the budget forward a week to October 1st, the government won't have full sight of September tax returns, and they won't know whether there are some bumper corporation tax euros there to spend on one-off measures that may buy a few votes. All in all, it becomes a difficult summer for Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue. On one hand, you can't be the ones who abandon fiscal responsibility to go flahoolock with the finances. And on the other, you'll have every minister, TD, lobby group and constituent looking for something from the budget and remembering what they didn't get, perhaps more than what they did. In other words, all summer, they'll be looking for that man in finance.
Trust Fund, 6-5, Blue Eyes.
Chat next week.
Trust Fund, 6-5.